Tribe Talk is supported in part by The Artist Evolution, a full-service marketing group and home of our podcast studio. Visit theartistevolution.com for more information and to receive a one-minute marketing consultation for your business.
Welcome to Tribe Talk, the bi-monthly podcast by Tribe of Women. I'm Amy Robinson, founder of Tribe of Women. During each episode, I'll be joined by members of my tribe as we hear from guest speakers and powerful women who connect to our mission to establish cultures of women supporting women and recognizing more good men. We will also tell stories of you, our listeners, working in your communities to support your tribes and to answer your questions about how to grow the tribe of women together. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started.
Welcome. I'm Courtney Lawless, your co-host with Tribe of Women founder Amy Robinson. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Courtney. I am so happy to have you here with me today. I love being able to have someone from our team join each episode.
Hey, so what kind of team would it be if we didn't have your back? We also love how unique each of our listeners are, so we're happy to mix them up. There are so many wise women and good men out there.
So true. And we've talked about everything from body loving to being an entrepreneur. And we've had authors, movie makers, executives, musicians from coast to coast and around the world, as well as local organizations that are making a difference in the lives of women every day.
And this episode is no different.
That is right. We are covering new ground yet again. Not only are we venturing into how print media and fashion are influencing and shaping culture, we're also going to be talking about Gen Z.
Ooh, the elusive and mysterious Gen Z.
Totally. Well, they may not be so elusive since we both have houses full of them, but are they mysteries? Yeah, they're big mysteries. These are kiddos born from the mid-90s to early 2000s, and what we do know is that they have big ideas.
Yeah, they really do. My kids are always looking for ways to make money.
Just like their mama.
And last summer, it was homemade dog treats. This summer before, it was bracelets they made and sold and donated the proceeds to charity.
Oh, that's great.
And this summer, we gave each child $100 to purchase products to resell. They picked and purchased the products. They priced them. They get to keep the profit. It's a win-win for everyone. They're learning, earning, and staying busy over summer break.
Oh, my gosh. I want to come have camp at your house this summer.
Come on over.
I need $100. While much of the audience of Tribe of Women and our workshops and our work is reaching the women of Gen X and Y and is greatly influenced by the baby boomer generation, the beneficiaries, which are the ones who will carry the torch and the flames that we light, they will be Gen Z.
And to cover that and more, we've asked two women to join this episode. The first is part of helping Gen Z fulfill their already big dreams. The second is helping Gen Z learn how to tribe.
Yes. In a moment, we'll be hearing about the brand new Teen Boss magazine. And stay tuned for tribe tips from the founder of a new fashion line with a purpose, Ia Chica.
I'm so excited. Let's get started.
Let's do. We are welcoming Brittany Galla via phone. She is the editorial director of the newest addition to the Bauer Publishing Group family, Teen Boss magazine. In her career, Brittany has been online editor of AOL Music and Us Weekly, and most recently, editor-in-chief of M Magazine, where she made significant contributions delivering celebrity and entertainment content to young girls. In her spare time, which I'm sure she doesn't have much of, she has written for publications that include Cosmopolitan and Fit Pregnancy. And lucky for us, she does interviews. Welcome to Tribe Talk, Brittany.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys.
We are thrilled to have you.
Well, we know how busy you must be since Teen Boss is just now hitting the shelves. So let's dive right in and have you tell us about the latest venture and why you feel that this particular publication will resonate with this particular generation of young women.
Yeah. So Teen Boss is on newsstands June 19th, and essentially I've been in the teen space. You know, I consider myself basically a lifelong teen. I loved Teen Magazine growing up. I was obsessed with anything from Teen People to Cosmo Girl to YM, and I read them all and loved them. And when I graduated college, I immediately went into Teen Magazine, where I started at Bauer back in 2008. And, you know, in the past 2 years, really, there's been, you know, a lot of changes in the teenager today and really what's happening in the United States and just in general. The trends are just, of course, with social media and just, you know, Generation Z in general. And we did a lot of focus groups last year. So last year in 2016, we really sat down with girls, you know, readers, girls in the local Girl Scout troops. I really talked with a lot of, you know, my niece's friends. Mm-hmm. We went to an ice skating rink and met with a dancing group. You know, I kind of wanted to spend as much time as possible talking to our real readers, real tweens, find out what's going on in their lives. I also, you know, interact with them on social media, which is great. You know, they have so, you know, now with Instagram, you can see what they're posting, you can see what they love. And, you know, it's a great way to just kind of get an inside look on what's in their minds every day. So last year, we really discovered that, you know, a lot of these girls were really thinking about their business ideas already. You know, we were hearing girls who were selling slime jars for $1, $2 during their lunch hour at school. We were, you know, on Instagram, I would see girls selling, you know, the choker necklaces that they make in school, or their beaded bracelets that they make. And and so the slime was a huge thing. And then, you know, they were telling us about they love Shark Tank, that they even have a Shark Tank class at school, and they pitch their ideas to their teachers. And, you know, it used to just be where, you know, I would talk to kids, or I just remember me in elementary school, it was like everybody wanted to be a teacher or a veterinarian, or we all said the same things. And now I ask them and I hear, I'm a chef on YouTube, or I want my own YouTube, or I want to be a business owner, I want to make an app, I want to learn how to code. There's just so many different, you know, I would sit in these focus groups and I'd be shocked. Oh my gosh, you know, in sixth grade, you know, I'm hearing these girls who are not even 13 yet, really like thinking outside of the box and really coming with inspiring and, you know, really wanting to make a difference in the world and know that they can, you know, think that nothing's going to hold them back. Yeah. And I was really inspired by a lot of those focus groups at the end. And I was like, you know, there has to be something here where it's not in the newsstand right now, where, you know, we've covered the teen entertainment space. We've covered, you know, there's on the news now, is there anything really hitting this girl who's dreaming big, and how can she do it? You know, whether she has a small business idea, or whether she has a big business idea, or whether she wants to be a social media influencer, or whether she wants to develop an app, or whether she just wants to save money and just, you know, be her own boss. And I thought, we can do a publication on this. We can do something here. So we sat down, and Teen Boss immediately, you know, was the title that was kicked around. And immediately we just, you know, all these ideas just came to where, you know, and I thought the summer would be the best because they're obviously home. They're home from school. It's a good time for them to kind of think about what they could, you know, what they could be focusing their energies on and things like that. So I'm talking very much, but that's basically how the magazine that's how the magazine came into play.
That's great. Well, it sounds like this generation is really, you're noticing that they're thinking really outside of the box, no tethers, no, you know, like anything is possible. And, you know, I think that is generational because just like you said, you know, we were thinking about the jobs that were defined for us, right? Okay, this is, I go in this lane and I stay here and I do these things and I get this job. And it sounds like they're just like, anything is possible. And so what do you think it is? What is your observation just kind of in your work, both past, present, and what you're looking at in the future? What is it about this generation that, and the digital age and the media that they're being influenced by, what is it about that is helping them feel that way?
Mm-hmm. I think that honestly, social media has given them a lot of tools at their fingertips. You know, I really do. I think that, you know, they're just able to see when they go on Instagram or they go on, you know, Snapchat or whatever app that they're choosing to be on. There's just so many more information. Like if you want to get into crafting and do it yourself, you could really open an Etsy with your mom or with your friend. And then if you wanted to be an author, you could, you know, publish yourself on a website and get feedback immediately from, you know, peers your age And so there are just so many people who I feel like are showing their personalities on social media, putting their talents on social media, and these young, you know, girls, fifth, sixth grade, are feeling like, wow, well, I can do that too. You know, I even, you know, think about a book I just read in the young adult category a couple months ago. It's called The Hate U Give, and it's a really powerful book that really stuck with me by Angie Thomas. And I had gone into, just loved it, and it's also being turned into a movie. And I, you know, went back on, like, you know, how she got her book deal in the young, into the young adult space. And really what it was is, like, she was in college, and, like, you know, she was in writing classes, and there was a book agent on Twitter who was doing a, like, Twitter Q&A. And she just tweeted to him, would you do a young adult book in the in a Black Lives Matter category? And he wrote something along the lines back of, you know, like, of course, I don't think any category, any, you know, issue is off topic for teenagers in the young adult category. And that ended up being her book agent. And so I think of that story, and, you know, I read that book and I read that story when I was working on Teen Boss. And I was just thinking that it's true. There's more people that you could get in touch with if you wanted to, like, if you want, you know, if, you know, it's no longer that you just have to, like, write a letter and find someone's address. You could tweet someone who develops an app and say, how did you do it? I have this idea. How do you do it? And I think that the social media has just opened up a lot of doors for these young girls and for young tweens to really, like, not just think of the general career path and think of different career paths and really utilize certain people in that industry that they want. You know, if they love a certain sport, they could start a podcast. They could reach out to someone in that community and really get advice from it. While years ago, you were really kind of stuck without anybody to really, you know, what would be the next step? So the way that Teen Boss the play is, like, you know, we kind of help give them that guidebook. You know, we kind of help them to even think bigger and to find those avenues, you know, and kind of to, you know, okay, take an idea, then here's how to make it happen. And
Well, I really like that that word that you use about guidebook, because I think that that is also one of the things that that social media, you know, because social media is not new to them, but it's new to their parents and other people. It's new to their anybody that they're working with, or, you know, you have nieces. And so, you know, we also see the other side of it, which is some of the unhealthy habits that can be portrayed. So, you know, you get hear a lot about bullying. You hear a lot about, you know, just spending unproductive time on on social media. And so it looks like, it sounds like you're using Teen Boss as kind of this guidebook to, this is how you can do something with this tool that is social media.
And one thing, this is Courtney, one thing that I noticed too is a lot of teens or tweens are not wanting to get their driver's licenses, because why get the driver's license? I can talk to my friends online. And when in my generation, we were like, I cannot wait to get my driver's license and get out of my house.
So kind of using it as, and that is one of the other kind of, you know, clash of the generations, if you will, is, you know, we see all the bad, we see all the scary of social media. We see the, the challenges of it. So what do you see, in addition to how to use it as a healthy tool, what else is a tool to get what you want and go places and do things? What do you see happening as far as, young women, building relationships, creating healthy, connections with people, and kind of building their trust through social media?
Well, I definitely see that, you know, on Instagram, it's, I mean, I go to Instagram because I just feel like it's one of the most popular right now. It's very user friendly. And, you know, I think of my niece who is 11, she's in sixth grade, and she's obsessed with the whole beauty products. For, you know, she's obsessed with making slime, and she's obsessed with reviewing beauty products, the Bath and Body Works products. And, you know, I'm seeing her post on her videos, and, you know, they all kind of tribe together to review these products, and they stick up for each other together. They approve their videos. They go to the mall together. They edit the videos together. And she also has these pen pals, or these friends, these internet friends, who have, you know, become almost like her, you know, pen pal in like the social media age. Yeah. And she has, you know, she has this, you know, friends that they all, you know, post, they all like, you know, love the beauty stuff and they support each other and encourage each other. And it's like her little clique, you know, outside of school. It's like her, it's her friends, it's her tribe outside of school that she can count on for support, for like the nice comments. And, you know, and it's true, I did have a pen pal growing up, and it's like the modern day pen pal that they can interact every day. She FaceTimes her, they send each other products. And I really, that is definitely happening where, you know, you can find your like the similar interests, like the hobby, what you like, and you find other people in that, and then you can talk about it. And it's like you feel, you know, because school can be so lonely, and it can be, and you know, it's what they say, like, you know, we had it hard growing up. We were bullies at school, but then they, you know, the wording is that we had it hard in school because bullies were in school, and then when you went home, the bully wasn't at home. Now these teenagers have the bully at home because they're on social media, and that bully can still follow them. And it's true. I 100% see that point. But at the same time, you're also making these really solid friendships where they are liking the same stuff. They can talk about the same stuff. They can, you know, brainstorm this same stuff together. Let's do this live. And then, you know, even do come up with ideas for what else they can do with their social media pages to kind of, you know, get more followers. They do, you know, giveaways. They do, let's do a giveaway where we give away extra products. Like, they are thinking of ways to just have fun with what they love, have fun with each other in like an encouraging way, you know, an encouraging space.
Well, and I think that that is such a valid point in that, that, you know, when we were growing up, we were kind of in this, you know, this petri dish, right? We went to school and those were the people that we had around us. We didn't really have any choices until maybe we went to college or, you know, and we still have to figure out how to navigate those relationships in the workplace and in life and all of those. But then what you're saying is that it's opened up an entire world of options and choices, and that we can, we say, follow your light to the people that are filling your cup as opposed to those that are, you know, taking away from it. That's incredible. That's so good. So good.
I did remember the story. The story was, you know, these social media conventions are really popular. That's why, I mean, for Teen Boss, we definitely went with the social media angle for the cover and for certain cover story, you know, it was about social media influencers and how they made it happen to cover that while also doing the traditional roots of, you know, a girl who might've started her beauty line on her own or jewelry line. And even just the simpler ways to make money as opposed to just doing it on social media. But at these social media conventions, the one that we partnered up with, it's called DigiTour. It's the number one social media tour. And we did a whole partnership with Meredith, the CEO, and who came up with this idea. And, you know, when I went to the certain DigiTour stops in Connecticut and New York, I was seeing these girls who were hugging and meeting. Like they knew each other. Yeah. So they would run to each other. Hi, oh my God. You know, like, and I said, oh, like, did you guys know each other? And, oh no, we talk on social media. We run this fan club together. And, you know, she lives, you know, 1,000 miles away, but her mom drove from here because we are finally meeting. And it's because, you know, they're on Twitter. They see the star they love. They start talking. And then here they are meeting. Like, it's like this old friendship. And I was like, you know, wow, like it is a way for them to find their own circle, you know, a safe circle and a circle where they can really like talk and feel empowered by, you know, like they're true friends.
That's amazing. What do you think that, so one of the things we did notice is that Teen Boss is going to be primarily a physical magazine. You're going to be on the shelf, which we were like, yay, because there is something very nostalgic and very awesome. I was just talking about the fact that my boys are grounded from screens right now because, you know, it's summer.
Exactly.
And, and that's what I do because I'm so nice. And and them, you know, they gravitate toward the books and the board games because the screen option isn't there. But you have some other reasons for that being a physical tool. And tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, on a business side, and I'm definitely on the editorial side, but on the business side, Bauer has, you know, we do have digital properties that are see great success and that we, you know, are truly, you know, supportive and, you know, have great ideas. You know, it's the digital side of Bauer is, you know, exploding. And then on the print side, we, you know, have had great success on the newsstand. Bauer has been, you know, number one on the newsstand. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the teen space, we've seen the reader change, but we also have seen success on the niche category and really thinking about like a niche, you know, a niche category that hasn't been targeted yet on the mm-hmm. newsstand. And, you know, looking at teen magazines, we felt like this was really missing today. And we thought that there was ways that we could, you know, really make it, really interact with the reader mm-hmm. in just different ways. So what you'll find in Teen Boss is, like, the whole middle section is for them to cut out things for a vision board. So we tell them why a vision board is important, and then we give them all different images that they can cut out, from inspirational quotes to an image of Silicon Valley to an image of, you know, like even just being off stage, the Golden Globe, the hiking Mount Everest. So you know, we basically hit every, you know, we even show stocks, we show Google, the Google building. Basically mm-hmm. anyone a traveling passport, to hit any person who is really looking to, you know, what are their goals. We wanted to make sure that we had all the goals included so they can cut out everything and put it on their vision board. And then they, you know, and they can have so fun with that and make it personal. Then we have a goal page where they can actually write down their goals, mm-hmm. hang it up on their locker, hang it up on their mirror so that they see it every day. And then we even have make your own business cards, which is like a template where they could like really make their own business cards, fill it in, and then mail them out. And then we even have, you know, a checkbook page where they practice how to write a check. And we didn't just do, you know, I know checks might be a thing of the past. We also talked about apps and what app they can use instead of the check. But
budgeting.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let's talk about
exactly.
Budgets.
Yes. Right. So there's different elements that we could bring into the print product that we felt like we could interact with the reader more and have a lot more fun with.
Really,
and we do have Facebook and Instagram, and you know, mm-hmm. we'll be with the Digitour stuff that we partnered up with them and with Meredith to do mm-hmm. like to be an intern with Meredith for 24 hours.
Yes.
So there's things that online on the social media that will be covered with Teen Boss, and we'll of course be promoting it on our sister publication, which is J14.
Uh-huh.
But really, we're just like, we're really happy, and we were just so inspired by how creative we could be with the print product.
Well, there's so much. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say, this is brilliant, Brittany.
Oh, thank you.
Love it. The vision board. I was just thinking the other day that we need to do a Tribe of Women like
mm-hmm,
activity where we all do vision boards.
Yeah.
And so I just think this is fantastic.
It is fantastic. I think it's that well-roundedness, right? I think that it's not about like it was better in our day or when mm-hmm. we were kids or that we need to go back. It's just how do you incorporate mm-hmm. all the different elements and the good of everything and bring that all together and just that well-roundedness, you know, and I think that sounds like the direction that you're trying to head.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about the mystery that is Gen Z and what you've been learning through all of your publications and probably specifically the girls. Obviously, mm-hmm. no limits, no boundaries. They think that they can do anything, and they're finding ways to build their tribes and build healthy tribes and healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other observations and things that we should just know as the people that they may be looking to, but also how we need to be looking to them mm-hmm. as helping us see the world in a different way?
So Gen Z is 100% girls that inspire me every day. I see it on all their social media. I see it on the emails they write me. I see it in the feedback we get from the issues. I see it in the focus groups. You know, they really do support each other. They really do encourage each other. They really stand up for what they believe in. They really know what's happening in the world around them and what's happening in the United States, and they want to make a difference. They're, you know, I've seen so many, you know, tweens who want to launch a business, but also want to have a nonprofit with it and give back. You know, we featured a girl in Teen Boss, Maya S. Penn, who was 16, who launched an eco-friendly clothing line when she was just 8, I believe. And she also launched, you know, with the clothing line also was Maya's Ideas for the Planet, which is a nonprofit to also change, you know, make the planet a better place and have that vision.
Yeah. And little, you know, social entrepreneurs.
Right. And she also wrote a book called You Got This, which is her, you know, similar ideas of how to, you know, inspiring girls to follow their dreams and making it happen. And, you know, I think that the girls that I see in Gen Z and the girls that I've interacted with, they just have the world at their fingertips. They know it and they want to go after like what they want. And they have confidence that I feel like we all should be in awe of. And I do think that they will change the world and they've already started.
That's great. How can we support them better? What is it that we can do as women, as part of their tribe, to help them?
I think to encourage them and not dismiss them. I think too many times adults think that, you know, oh, teen magazines, they must just be, you know, One Direction, and they must just be like lip gloss advice, and they must just want lip gloss, or, you know, and it's not. It's more than that. And even when I was reading teen magazines, I wasn't just reading it for lip gloss and boy advice. Even when, you know, that's not how teen magazines, I think, were started. You know, that's an element of it that girls enjoy. But, you know, I see it just every day, just talking to people. Oh, I work in a teen magazine. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's all posters or whatever. And it's kind of dismissive. Yeah. And it's not, you know, there's real issues being covered. There's real girls that are being, you know, show that real girls that are being honored for what they're doing in their communities. There's empowering stories in there. There's girls who are really trying to make a difference, who, you know, can serve as a inspiration for readers. And, you know, look, I feel that, you know, Teen Boss all, and I feel that adults should recognize that, and adults should be, you know, encouraging them to, you know, speak out, to go after what they want, and not just dismiss them as, oh, that'll never work, or, you know, you know, or that'll never work, or, you know, that's for college. It's all about empowering them and supporting them. And I think that, you know, the messages that we send them through our magazine is along those same lines of, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, our tagline in Teen Boss is dream big and learn fast. And that's what we wanted, you know. Tell them to dream big, reach for the stars, because they can do it. Nothing should stop you. No one should get in the way. And learn fast. You know, we'll help you learn fast. We'll help you, you know, have the tools that you need and learn to use the tools that you already have.
So it sounds like we should not dismiss or underestimate them any more than we as women want to be dismissed or underestimated.
Exactly.
That is awesome. That is good. Good stuff.
So we have two last questions for you. The first one is, where can anybody buy, where can girls, where can we buy these magazines? So where are they going to be sold?
Yeah. So Teen Boss will be on the newsstands across the United States and Canada starting June 19th. You can find it at local Barnes & Noble. You can also Target, Walmart, the local grocery stores. Basically all the chain magazine and bookstores, you should be able to find it.
Awesome. And then the last question
that we always ask
everybody, why do you, Brittany, believe in tribes of women?
So I believe that I was born into a tribe of women. I have, you know, my mom, who's amazing, and I have 3 older sisters who 100% have been my tribe since I was in diapers and have always had my back. And I, you know, my whole life, no matter what I was going through, I feel like I always had my tribe, my sisters, and then I had my best friends, and then I had, you know, my coworkers, and I always had supportive and powerful women around me, no matter what was happening. And I can't imagine not having that. I can't imagine not having that network of women who have always stood behind me, supported me, been there for me. And, you know, I feel so lucky that I was able to have three older sisters who I could always look up to and I could always go to with any question. And I feel like, you know, they were my big sister who my big sisters told me everything. And I feel like when I do these magazines and when I was thinking Teen Boss, I always think I'm like the big sister, because I always wanted to be a big sister too, because I was, you know, I loved what my sisters did for me and what they still do for me. And I think it's a role that I take seriously, to be an editor and to be entrusted with, you know, with these magazines and with Teen Boss, and, you know, to help inspire Gen Z and to be there. And I hope that I'm a big sister to them the way that I had so many big sisters growing up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, your tribe did a great job with you, mm-hmm. and you are doing a great job with the tribe and inspiring and being a big sister. Thank you so much for being here today, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Thanks,
Brittany.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, thank you. It was great.
Oh, I love talking to Brittany. She is inspiring and doing it.
Amazing.
She's great.
She was awesome. So speaking of love,
yes.
We want to remind our listeners that we have launched our Love Your Tribe retail items at tribeofwomen.com. Click the shop tab and, well, just shop. This is a great way to help support our organization and help bring Tribe Talk workshops and resources to everyone.
Yes, we are all about exactly what Brittany was talking about, being able to tribe it forward. And we are a social entrepreneurship endeavor, so which is how we found our next guest.
Okay, I need to hear about this. Do tell. Tribe Tips is sponsored by ModThink, your results-driven digital marketing group. Find them at ModThink.com, ModThink.com.
Well, as we were just talking about social media with Brittany Galla, I found Kim Rada at Instagram. I fell in love with her photography, Rada Photography, and then that led to learning about Ea Chica. Eachica. And I stumbled across, and you know how you do with Instagram, you just fall in love with the personality and the look and the feel and the words. And I was just like, oh, I don't know who this woman is, but she's amazing. Well, it turns out as I was having another meeting with another person, I was chit-chatting with her, and she followed up that meeting with an introduction to Miss Kim Rada. She said, you've got to meet this person. And I discovered that she is in our own backyard in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Yay.
And so we got in contact and we went and had coffee. And I think that that was probably at least 2 hours. Maybe it was longer, but we hit it off. And one of the things that we discovered very early on is that where her organization, which is a fashion line with a purpose, Ea Chica, leaves off, Tribe of Women picks up. So we know that we're going to be working together in the future. Welcome to Tribe Talk, Kim.
Yes, I'm so honored to be here.
Yay.
Well, we're excited to have you. So let's just dive right in and tell us a little bit about how you went from photography to starting Ea Chica, having a fashion line, and then tell us about what the purpose is.
Yes. Gosh. You know, I have been photographing seniors in high school for almost 18 years and hearing daily what their lives were like. In process of all of that, I had two daughters of my own who are now 11 and 13 years old. My life was just all about girls. Mm-hmm. And if back up a second and say, when I was a senior in high school, freshman through senior in high school, life was not easy. It was hard. It's weird. I was homecoming queen and at the same time bullied like crazy. Mm. So I definitely have a heartbeat for helping girls in this age group while continuing to keep up with them with doing photography and hearing every day what life was like for them. Just, I guess, coming to the point of we're with my daughters in this Ea Chica business, deciding we're ready to make a change. We're excited to make a change. And we really want to make, we want to be ahead of culture and really make a positive impact in the future for these girls. So Iachica is a clothing line, and our give back program is all about helping girls build and maintain inner strengths. And we want to go further than just talking about our problems. We really want to give tools to these girls so that in everyday situations, they can grow their inner strength and build up their inner strength and apply it to relationships with their friends, even relationships with boyfriends. Mm-hmm. And like you said, even with like Teen Boss magazine, even in their entrepreneurial endeavors, mm-hmm. use these everyday tools to move towards their dreams of building and maintaining inner strength.
That is awesome. And of course, everybody is hearing why we love each other. Yeah. So the tween and teen years, and you've been observing girls, you have girls, I have boys in these years, but I have an older girl, Courtney, who is with us today. She has three little girls all up in this. Plus, we were all there, but we were all there kind of in a different era. And so, you add the layers of social media and instant gratification and, you know, high pressure fashion and just media in general, just kind of, you know, telling them who to be and how to be, just kind of what, you know, an 18 year span of photography, especially looking at seniors in high school, just what do you feel like are some of the biggest challenges that girls face that maybe even be different from what we were challenged with?
I love this question. Something that we do as a part of the Iachica as well is we created focus groups, and just to keep us as current as possible. And through these focus groups, I ask these questions, and I ask girls if they could come back to their high school in 4 years, what would the dream scenario look like? What would the greatest dream be if we could come back to their high school in 4 years? What would they love to have seen change? And really, it's kind of the same. It is a little bit the same. Mm-hmm. They love to see gossip stopping because mm-hmm. it's the start of all fierce drama, and then the bullying mm-hmm. that comes with it. I think as well, the courage to try new things, mm-hmm. the courage to actually recognize our own self-talk, if that and try to put an end to it, pour some water on that, and let that fizzle. It was really interesting meeting with some of these girls and challenging ourselves to be culture changers. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway, and sticking with this question, those are the things. Now, you did mention social media, and that is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complicated things. It is, there's a crazy movie out right now, and it's a Netflix mm-hmm. show, and it's called 13 Reasons Why. I haven't even finished it yet, but in the beginning of this show, they are showing the kids in the hallways and looking at this picture, and can you believe what she wore and how she looked mm-hmm. and interaction with this guy. And I was able to ask these girls, is that really how it is? And they nod their head, yes, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. And the girls are saying, your life is so public at this point. Even when you post one picture, everybody sees it. Yeah. Versus, you know, when we were kids and went on a date, not everyone saw where we went to eat.
Uh-huh.
The information that the girls choose to show right now is really public. And it's a double-edged sword where they're posting things to keep themselves in the loop, yet it's another level of offering themselves up for scrutiny almost.
Which also brings that filter back. So, you know, trying to be authentically ourselves, but then be under scrutiny and a microscope all the time. It's it's really hard, to balance. And I will interject here that yes, 13 Reasons Why is a huge conversation right now, and probably will be even if somebody's listening to this podcast 2 years from now. And so I will note that one of our previous guests, Dr. Margaret Rutherford, Dr. Margaret, and she is addressing this also from a mental health perspective, and kind of how much do we talk about suicide, and is this good? And, you know, I think it is good for us to be able to gauge what is really happening, whether or not we want to see it or acknowledge it. But yeah, there's a lot of resources out there and a lot of conversation, and I'm glad that you're having that as well. So I think that this, and you know, you're having a lot of the, we do Tribe Talks and you do these through Ia Chica, and they're really those, you know, raw, deep, true conversations that we need to have in order to shift the culture. And, you know, we call it mean girl culture. And you and I have talked about how, you know, helping girls and women, you know, it becomes culture if we choose to participate. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when you and I talked and we clicked, obviously this is a really good time to have these conversations, to address these challenges. From your perspective, why is it a good time?
Generation Z gives me goosebumps in a wonderful way. I love this culture. And the reason I love it is because we're truly seeing a young group of people who aren't afraid of other people. Mm-hmm. They're open-minded, and in such a way that I was even reading, I wish I could remember the name of the book, but they said a way to describe Generation Z is that these kids look at people around them who are different, whether their skin color is different, their gender is different, their religious backgrounds are different. And what they're thinking about the person next to them is this. They're saying, not only do I tolerate you, but I am you. Mm. This new generation is so empathetic. Mm-hmm. I believe that this, and really as parents, I would say when I was younger, there were probably people I was scared of. If their religion was different than mine, I might be scared of them. If their skin color was different, maybe they made me nervous, but not today. So now, even as parents, I think we've shifted, and now our children just they're just not as scared. And I love that. They're way more empathetic than being scared. So when we come to this point of wanting to be culture changers, mm-hmm. I feel like we are just, our toes are on the edge of it. Our toes are on the edge of, if parents can pour in to these girls and support this process, support this mindset of building and maintaining inner strength, I believe bullying can start to subside. I believe gossip can start to subside because we're raising up this culture of people that are really, really empathetic. And I believe that their consciousness in general is going to be heightened towards being mean to one another. I believe it's a really strong time. And it's an era of activists. Mm-hmm. Generation Z and the young millennials love to be part of change. So I think it's a really great time to see this all shift and flip. And I dream about, you know, we're never going to be perfect, but I dream about gossip dying down. I dream of bullying subsiding if we can expose it for what it is and take advantage of the beautiful empathy that Generation Z has.
It's great. I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. The problem seen is the problem solved, right? We have to put it out in the light, and that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody can already see why we love Ia Chica, why I adore you. So, a couple of things. One is before we have our final question, tell us a little bit about how to find Ia Chica. You are on the web. You are obviously on Instagram because that's where I found you. So, and how to get involved and kind of what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. So we have a website, iachica.com. We have a Facebook page and we have an Instagram page. We've just started a project and we've just released the first one, but we filmed 10 of them so far. And it's just 1 minute videos for Instagram that these girls can watch. And it is addressing the issues that they're going through right now. They'll also be on our blog. And then we do have blog posts that are up. A way that I think the way people can help, number one, buying clothes to be able to afford to pour in as much as we can and pull in, people to help and pay them to help and teach and train them. We've gone to high schools mm-hmm. to talk to girls about how to build and maintain inner strength. We've gone into dance companies and mm-hmm. met with girls about building and maintaining inner strength. I have worked with high school counselors to make sure that our give back programs meet state standards. And I think the networking piece of things, if you know someone who's in a high school or a middle school or even an elementary school, the younger we can start with these girls, the greater impact it's going to make.
Yes, yes. Well, and I think that's kind of that's where we come to the middle. And one, I'm really excited that you said, no holds barred. We're selling stuff so we can go do good stuff, right?
That's right.
and you and I have talked about, we have our retail space where we sell some things that are helping us do the good things that we do. You are as well. But the beauty in that is that we're also collaborating. You are working from the ground up and we are working kind of the trickle down effect. And, mm-hmm. When we're coming in this middle place where everything is going to bloom and grow. So we love doing that with you. So if you're going to give, if your tribe tips how parents, friends, organizations, communities, what can we do to help young girls thrive in where they are right now? What would some of those tips be?
Wow. Once again, you're talking to a generation that has a great amount of empathy. Even thinking about school counselors or, that kind of thing, I do believe there could be a natural rift between mothers and daughters, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think as a mother, if you're not the one to reach your daughter, getting her to somebody, but if you want to give it a try, I think bringing value to her and helping her to talk and to create a space for you and your daughter to talk where judgments are down, where she can feel free to open up and admit her mistakes mm-hmm. or even share with you without the fear of being judged of things that her friends are doing or that type of thing, which I know as a mom is hard to do. Mm-hmm. But I believe that as we walk up to our daughters or their friends, because they're a generation with great empathy, I don't think as adults we need to worry about that time difference between us. If you're 20 years older than your daughter, I don't think she's going to mind that is there. And I think even more, she's going to appreciate that you want to hear where she's coming from or that you want to hear about what's going on in her world or taking her out to coffee. And if it's not you, doing what you can to bring her to a space where there is somebody that she can talk to. And I say give it time to let your interest in her be known. And if you can do it as pure as possible, that you're not wanting to hear from her to get something in return, you're just really so interested in her and hearing what she has to say. And anything that you can do to, again, bring value to her. When you sit down, when I sit down with Stelly and Savvy, I let them know that I believe what they think about things is so important. I think their perspective on things is so valuable. And that when I sit down and talk to them, I'm learning so much, even though they're 11 and 13. But I truly do believe what they're telling me is so valuable. And I think as adults, if we can shift our mind to that is the case, especially after you guys having just interviewed the magazine editor of Teen Boss.
Yeah. So
we need to know that's happening.
Yeah.
We need to know that these girls are ready to become entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So their mindset is that way. I believe they're becoming adults younger and younger, especially with social media. So I believe as adults, when we can pay the younger girls that respect, that they will trust us and open up. And I think that we can know that 20 to 30 year age gap isn't going to matter so much.
Love that. That's wonderful. Kim, thank you so much for being here today. And especially thank you for not just talking the talk, but walking the walk.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Look forward to all of the things that Ia Chica has in front of you, in front of it, in front of all the girls that it's serving, and really looking forward to what we'll do together.
I can't wait, Amy. I'm looking forward.
Thank you.
Do you believe in Tribes of Women? Join the movement in our newsletter at tribeofwomen.com and be the first to learn about upcoming podcast guests, product releases, events, and giveaways. Find, subscribe, and rate the Tribe Talk podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and other major platforms, and share it with your tribe. Then follow us for inspiration, information, events, and more on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram using @tribeofwomen. This is Tribe of Women.
Lorraine Mosier,
Courtney Lawless,
Laurie Marshall,
and Amy Robinson. Thanks for listening.